This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Governor Jared Polis is pushing for a 2024 vote on a passenger rail line that goes from Pueblo to Fort Collins. CPR's Nathaniel Miner explains.
Colorado for years has been studying a passenger rail line along the Front Range, and maybe one day to Wyoming and New Mexico. And now Governor Jared Polis says it's time to fund it. He wants the state to go hard after federal infrastructure funding, and he wants the public to vote on a tax increase for it in 2024. Planners say they want those things too, but they still have more analysis and political groundwork to do as well. The line could cost more than $8 billion to build. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Starting today, parts of Rocky Mountain National Park will be closed as elk rut season begins. During the fall, elk mating season starts, which could lead to aggressive behavior from the typically mild-mannered elks. Popular trails and areas in Rocky Mountain, like Horse Show Park, Upper Beaver Meadows, and Moraine Park, will be closed from 5 p.m. to 10 a.m. daily. During that time, foot traffic and fishing will be prohibited on those trails. Adams County has a new state senator. Democratic Representative Daphna Michelson-Janay was picked by a vacancy committee Thursday night to fill out the term of outgoing Senator Dominic Moreno. Moreno, who held the number two position in the Senate, is leaving for a job under Denver's new mayor, Mike Johnston. Another vacancy committee will now be needed to fill Michelson-Janet's House seat. This is CPR News and KRCC. Highs around Colorado today are in the low to mid-90s. In Grand Junction, some light rain is possible this afternoon. On Point is up next.